Nobody showed up. This is it, huh? I'm just proud of the way we battled. You know, it wasn't easy, obviously. There's plays out there that you just shake your head. But they had a few of those, too. They were on both sides. So, you know, when we threw this interception on the screen, it didn't look very good. But, you know, we were able to take the ball, knowing we were down two scores, stay over the ball, march it down and score. And then our defense did a heck of a job, and we got the ball right back. And that was the story of the game, you know. And then with 46 seconds is not enough. Thank God we got in a position to win.
Coach, can you talk about JPP and his relentless
play? He is something else. I mean, he's got a great motor, and he keeps going and keeps going. And early on in the game, I was wondering, where the heck is he, you know? And he comes back and makes plays like that, and then he gets a piece of that field goal. That was something. I was hoping for that to take place a few other times this evening, too, but it didn't quite take place.
You used the icing situation before? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's one I can't remember. The thing about it was, you know, you had a rookie. Yeah. Well, he's, you know, he takes things so, I mean, he was really upset over the interception, but he comes right back, you know, he comes right back and takes the field and away we go. And sometimes I wish I was in that huddle so I could hear what was being said, but he obviously made some great plays coming down the stretch, and the play to Jake just to get us down there was a big play. And then of course the touchdown to Jake as well. So he worked the middle of the field because the coverage they were in, they did a good job. I mean, they kept us, you know, kicking field goals, and that I was worried early on that was going to make all the difference there.
What about what just this game means for your season, being back in a tie?
Well, puts us back on track to accomplish really everything that we set out to in the very beginning, which is always, you know, win the division. But more than that, it gives us a win at a time we really needed a win. Guys played very, very hard. Last week was a very frustrating and difficult loss. And so to bounce back and get a win with that under those kind of conditions to play the way we did tonight, I thought that was very, very important to us.
Coach, can you talk about the physicality that Brandon Jacobs gave you?
Yeah, he really did. I mean, that's really 2 weeks in a row. He's pounded the ball up in there and done a real good job with that. And he has he's really given us what we needed. I don't know what the total yardage was run-wise, but he gave us that one, pretty much that whole drive.
What was the decision with Bradshaw?
Not that Bradshaw played the first half.
Strictly in-house. Violation of team rules, that's all I will say.
Talk about, I mean, besides what your emotions were when you saw that kick getting blocked, but just beyond that, you know, was there a sense of relief, jubilation?
First of all, when the kick was blocked, it was the idea that we'd won the game. You know, you can't help your mind races ahead towards overtime, but shore it all up for that one play, that one burst to try to block the kick, and it got a finger on it, and that was enough. But that was where it started, and then the other things started to fall in. You know, I was so happy for our players that they won. Then the idea of being in first place and so on and so forth. And it won't be such a bad trip home tonight.
They would hoist you on their shoulders tonight?
No.
Well, was there any doubt that you got the timeout called in time?
No. I was talking to them all the time, telling them exactly when it was going to go.
Was there any thought about riding the hot hand with Jacobs going in the second half?
We did. We always play more than one. So he got... As I just got done saying, he had the one drive where he pretty much carried the ball probably 40, 50 yards.
Tom, down the stretch when they got a couple of really big openings for pass plays, I mean, can you believe that that's still happening? I mean,
no, I can't.
At the end of the last one, they were in position to obviously make the field goal.
I'm extremely concerned, but right now I'm happy we won. Actually, that was – I mean, that last drive was just technical breakdown in terms of getting beat when to the side that we were defending, you know.
What did you say to the team after this?
I say congratulations. I told them that I thought they hung in there. And, you know, this time of year, there's nobody out there that's not nicked up. And, I mean, we've had guys play through an awful lot of things and – and I was proud of that, you know, so I told him that.
Tom, have you ever been part of a season where games have come down every single game?
I can never remember a season like this where every game, not every game, but almost every game is right to the wire. And, you know, I was just happy because we needed to have a locker room celebration. We'd been starving for that. I'm counting on it. You know, I started with that last night pretty much. I mean, you're not going to beat anybody of this quality unless you can make a stop. And we did make a critical stop, you know, and that was extremely important because I'm sitting there with just one timeout.
You feel like you're a first place team right now?
Give me a couple minutes, yeah. Why not?